The CEO of the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Akwesiose, has commended staff of the Ankafol Psychiatric Hospital for their dedication and commitment to ensuring quality mental health care at the facility. He said work on the LI on mental health, which is currently before the Select Committee on Health, will soon be completed to enable the Mental Health Authority to function effectively. The CEO made these remarks at the opening of a two-day half-year review at Ankafol in the Central Region. Dr. Osei spoke to our Central Regional correspondent, Kofi Sechiamapobi.
We've gone to the point where the LI is now at the Parliamentary Select Committee on Legislative and Subsidiary Affairs. They have deliberated upon that. There is only one obstacle which we need to get over, and that is mental health levy. The parent law talks about mental health fund, the establishment of a fund, which will be the source of money that we can use to take care of mental health affairs. And that fund will be fed through a levy, mental health levy, either a new levy or a new taxation or part of existing taxation. Parliament is carefully deciding with the Minister of Finance. So when Minister of Finance decides and they are done with it, then Parliament will pass it. When we have that one, then we are sure that every month we are getting money from the levies, from the taxation to feed the fund. And then you'll not be crying as we are crying now. But until then, we will still depend very much, 100%, on the money that the government can release.
Do you have any plans for PPPs? Because at the end of the day, these people also need assistance. It will minimize those strikes that do happen.
With the new law, PPP is very much encouraged, and in various ways. You can even foresee a situation where a private developer may come and say, we are building estate houses, or we are building hostel or accommodation for nurses or for patients. And then you'll find a way of recoup their money, the fund for that. That's one approach. Another approach will be a private pharmaceutical company importing medicines, which we can make available for our patients. Another approach will be somebody taking care of our catering services. So public-private partnership is encouraged. We also foresee a situation where somebody may establish his own psychiatric facility in an underserved area. The regions of the north, you don't have any such facility. Somebody can establish it there, and together we'll collaborate. But now, even people are establishing rehabilitation centers. We encourage it. Religious bodies, individuals, NGOs. So the law, we are going to have a whole department devoted to collaboration, and that is why PPP will come in.
What are you doing as a CEO so that we can employ more qualified people for this mental health?
So with the holistic approach of our improvement, individuals would want to come into mental health care. Right now, it doesn't look attractive. With the new developments, nurses are coming in. We are having a lot more nurses than we had some time back. Doctors are even coming in. We are having young doctors being trained as psychiatrists. Eventually, this kind of attraction will extend to other disciplines, pharmacists, laboratory technicians, clinical psychologists, and whatnot. So it's a new paradigm.
CEO of the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Akwesiose, talking to Kofi Sechiamapobi.